Well, you'll probably hear a lot more background noise than when last we spoke, because the trams have arrived. The guests are inside the Summit Hotel. It's packed. It is literally packed with guests now, and all looking forward to what promises to be a splendid night's entertainment. Now, let me tell you about our musicians. They are all musicians who have had some association with the Manx Youth Orchestra and with other, the Symphony Orchestra, and they contribute a lot to the musical life of the island. And so we're going to be hearing Rosie Will-Jones, who's our violinist. Viola player tonight is Roy Baker. Janet Warburton is our cellist. And playing flute, Jenna Withy. And the oboe is being played by Sarah Hume. And we have, in fact, two clarinetists. The composer Tim Price will also be playing clarinet, as will Kyra Morfitt. We have two guest soloists who will each be making an appearance during a different piece of this, the whole work. And that's Liz Marshall, who will be, in fact, playing a keyboard, but it won't be recognisable instantly as a keyboard. In fact, it will be making the sound of a harp. And this is purely for practical purposes. The piece is composed for, with harp solo, but I'm sure that you would understand that bringing a full-size harp up on a tram, it just was just a little bit too difficult for us. So Liz Marshall will be recreating the sound that we need using a keyboard. And in the final piece, the soloist will be Morag Withy. And the whole The Seven Kingdoms piece is this musical exploration of the kingdoms which are visible from the summit of Snaefell in the right conditions. And we all know that it is an utterly breathtaking view when that is possible. And this is what composer Tim Price is going to be recreating for us. And in fact, before the music is played, you will hear Tim talking a little bit about the work and his inspirations for it. Seven pieces. And they start off with the Kingdom of Man, then we'll go to England, to Scotland, to Wales, to Ireland, the Kingdom of the Sea, and finally, the Kingdom of Heaven. And so there's seven individual pieces make up this suite, Seven Kingdoms. Ahead of that, and in just a few moments' time, we'll be welcomed to this very special evening of celebration by the Director of Public Transport, Ian Longworth. And then, as I mentioned a few moments ago, Alexander Bruce, the character of the man who actually paid for the creation of the Snaefell Mountain Railway, his words will be added to this evening by Mark Coxhill, and we look forward to that. Following that, there'll be an introduction to the music itself by the composer Tim Price. It's not been an easy job to get people to take their seats for this, because there is an absolutely mouth-watering buffet that has been laid out, with the most exquisite range of cupcakes, beautifully decorated. And there's soft drinks and wine for the guests. And so everybody has been having a very, very thorough examination of the buffet, I can tell you. And most people are sitting down now with their glasses fully charged and with at least one cupcake to eat just to start the evening off. The musicians have all taken their place now. There's a specially created little corner area. If you have been up to the hotel, you will know that normally it's all laid out with tables for the visitors, but these have been removed in one section to create an area for the musicians with the appropriate lovely backdrop with little stars light coming through this. The musicians have all taken their places. They're all very elegantly dressed. Evening dress is definitely the code for the musicians tonight. And the audience all in place now and all eagerly anticipating a very unusual evening. It's quite a privilege to be part of a premiere of a musical performance, and this something that I'm sure will go into our Manx catalogue of music. And now it's time for me to hand over to the Director of Public Transport, Mr. Ian Longworth, to welcome us to this evening.
Best of my ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Snaefell Summit on this very historic day, 120 years to the day since the railway opened. You'll be pleased to know the weather hasn't improved. It's exactly the same as it was on the original opening day. We have, though, had one or two other sunny days in between and sunny evenings. And I know that many of you have been up for sunset dinners and pie in the sky and enjoyed the views. Alas, not tonight. Tonight is obviously this very historic day, and I've got to welcome Mr. Bruce, our financier, who built the railway, or financed the building of the railway, in just 7 months all those years ago. And we've revived him tonight to give you a little detail of that great achievement. Thank you.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. May I just reiterate what my young friend has said by thanking you all for coming and welcome to the summit of Snaefell. I am indeed Alexander Bruce. No relation, mind, to Robert the Bruce, although my family were those of the strong opinion that we should have been. However, I was born in Banff in 1844, and following a good education, was apprenticed to the City of Glasgow Bank. Upon completion, I was sent over here to Ramsey to a most prominent position with the Bank of Mona, which was owned by the City of Glasgow Bank, you ken. Anyway, unfortunately, this bank ran into great difficulties and had to foreclose. Whereupon, I was most fortunate in obtaining the position of general manager of that well-known establishment, Dumbell's Banking Company. Now, during my 20 very successful years with that company, I was made a JP, a leading Freemason, and acted as Toon Treasurer for Douglas. I also made the acquaintance of a man called Frederick Saunderson, who was something to do with Laxey Mines, but also was involved with real estate. Now, together, we saw the potential of developing the Housestrake estate. Ach, I mean, the land was nae good for any agricultural purpose, you ken, but it did offer excellent opportunities for tourism, which is beginning to flourish in the Toon. Anyway, application was made to Tingwald and agreed, providing that road and tramway links were provided. Anyway, work started and carried on apace, but I had far greater ambitions of driving that tramway northwards to Laxey and beyond, and to the top of Snaefell. With the result you'll see today, I must say, it gives me great pleasure to stand here and see my vision and my investment still proving popular after 120 years. Having said that, at over 170 years old, I didn't look too bad myself. Well, that's all I have to say to you. Good night. Oh, thank you. May I hand you over to Tim Price? Composer? He's over here.
Well, yes, I'd just like to thank you again all for coming to help us celebrate 120 years of the Snaefell Mountain Railway. It really is quite incredible. And I just thought before we start playing music, it could be a good idea to say a few words about it just to help explain what you're going to hear. The idea is really to sort of take you all on a musical journey around each of the seven kingdoms that can theoretically be seen from the summit on a good day in the right conditions, which we unfortunately don't have tonight. So, of course, those are Man, England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, the sea, and heaven. And that wasn't the right order in the piece. I've made links to musical instruments that are associated with each of those kingdoms, and so you'll notice perhaps subtle hints of recognisable tunes such as folk tunes throughout the piece. They are quite subtle, some of them, so do try and watch out for them. The strings are going to open the first movement, Man, softly as if appearing through the mist, lifting, before moving on to dance-like melodies. England is more regal and pastoral sections. Scotland, we have a combination of instruments that are intended to represent bagpipe music, particularly the lament and the march. Wales, we have a harp, or in this case, a keyboard. And that section is based on a traditional Welsh form, which is unique to Wales, known as Cerf Dant, or Penillion. That's followed by Ireland, inspired by energetic Irish dancing, led by the flute. Slightly more unfamiliar musical territory for the sea. Watch out for the section towards the end where the clarinet is going to be imitating the sound of whale song, the real songs of the sea. And then to finish, we'll welcome our guest soprano to sing the final movement, which is Heaven. So that's more than enough talking from me. Hope you all enjoy the piece. This is Seven Kingdoms.
Tim said, that each piece has links to music that's associated with each kingdom, and you might have detected there Millicrane's March and O Land of Our Birth. The next piece is England, and listen out for suggestions of the Royal Anthem and of Greensleeves.
Thank you.
that was England. And on our musical exploration of the Seven Kingdoms, we now turn our attention to Scotland. And to what would we associate with Scotland? Listen how composer Tim Price now has interpreted the driving sound of the bagpipe. And the music that you might hear referenced in this is Scotland the Brave.
Thank you.
just a suggestion of the melody, Scotland the Brave, and the concluding phrases of that third piece, thinking of the Kingdom of Scotland, and from the land of bagpipes to the land of song. Wales is the next kingdom we're observing from the summit of Snaefell. And for this piece, we welcome our first guest soloist this evening, and she's Liz Marshall, who will be recreating a very beautiful, very distinctive melody on the keyboard, replicating the harp. And just listen to this piece as it unfolds, and the traditional Welsh melodies that you'll hear referenced here will be David of the White Rock and Land of My Fathers. You're listening to a musical exploration of the Seven Kingdoms, visible from the summit of Snaefell. That's where we're broadcasting to you from as part of the 120th anniversary celebrations of the Snaefell Mountain Railway. In music there, composer Tim Price recreated the distinctive sounds of Wales. Next, our kingdom is Ireland, and the musical influence is one of the many traditional pieces, so much that Tim could have chosen from as inspiration from this, but alongside his original composition, you may just detect the strains of the Mountains of Mourne as we travel to Ireland. Thank you. mindful of the freshness and vibrancy of Irish dance music. And now we turn our attention to something very, very different. And this is the Kingdom of the Sea. And the music will reflect the changing nature of the sea, from calm to turbulent, to the rolling waves, the swelling tides. And also, as Tim suggested to us at the beginning of this, in his introduction, that we should listen out for something very, very unusual. Listen out towards the end of this piece for the whale song. The musicians just making preparation for this change of piece now, and we're ready for the Kingdom of the Sea. changing faces of the sea reflected in that piece from Seven Kingdoms, ending with the mystery of the whale song. And so we come to our final piece in this Seven Kingdoms suite. We began, as indeed we should most appropriately have done, with the Kingdom of Man. And from England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland and the sea, we now conclude with the Kingdom of Heaven. And we welcome our soprano soloist for this piece, Morag Withy. And there we have it, the premiere performance of Seven Kingdoms, composed by Tim Price as part of the 120th anniversary celebrations for the Snaefell Mountain Railway. And as the musicians stand to receive the applause of the audience here, our thanks to the instrumentalists who are Rosie Will-Jones, Roy Baker, Janet Warburton, Jenna Withy, Sarah Hume, Tim Price and Kyra Morford. The guest soloists were Liz Marshall and Maura Gwithy, and the work was composed by Tim Price. My thanks to sound engineer Stefan Hoy, and our broadcast engineer for this evening was Bob Allison. This is Judith Lay from a very stormy top of Snaefell, handing you back to Bob Harrison in the Manx Radio studios, where I'm sure he is very snug and ready to resume greatest hits.